brought back a gift.
Week two, babe.
This is crazy.
You have a new job. Are you the new host of Confidently Insecure, the podcast where I believe sure we don't know everything. I'm your host, Zach, still out of town, so the athlete's here, baby. Towers.
And I'm Kelsey Ding Dong Dara, because I like ding dong. That's a good one. Jeez.
Boo. Ding dong. You're back. Zach is still on tour.
Yeah, I'm basically a full-time employee at this point.
Yeah, I'm not paying you.
That's okay.
I won't be paying you.
I get to look at Kirby for like half the time.
Kirby's back here, our foster dog, the most perfectest bulldog that ever did. Bulldog slash bully slash pit bull slash American bulldog.
And the most couch potato, lackluster, don't need to do anything, just chill in on the couch, no worries.
I DM'd the dog DNA company that I've done brand deals with before, and this is where it's awkward. In the contract that I originally did the deal with, they said, like, we'll do this deal for whatever amount of money for this exchange of posts, and included in this deal is unlimited DNA tests for any of your foster dogs. And I was like, that's incredible. Like, I can give the people that adopt the dogs.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And so they sent me a couple, like, for the original deal or whatever. And I haven't needed one since. Mm-hmm. And now I need one. And I went back on my emails and, like, there's no contact info for, just like, how to get it.
Blank recipient.
Yeah.
No.
And so I, like, DM'd them being like, I tried to make it sound like it's no big deal. I was like, hey, we have a new medical foster dying to know her DNA. Like, could you send a kit to, like, here's my address?
Who's this bozo?
But they haven't responded.
Left on red.
And I kind of wonder if they're just going to be like, yeah, here's the link to purchase one. Or if they're going to be, am I going to have to be like, this is weird, but you guys told me I could have them. And they're going to be like,
How's it feel to get left on red?
It happens a lot.
Fun fact, Kelsey left me on red when we first met.
What are you talking about?
I'm just joking. I just thought that tossed that one out there. Make me feel something.
You do one episode, you think you're a fucking comedian?
Hey, I don't know.
Leave the jokes to me. I'm just kidding. Your episode got 10,000 views. That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, hey, you get a nice little clickbait title. Hey.
The people want to know. Hey.
Housekeeping.
How's you doing? How's your house? How's it keeping?
My house has been keeping.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs involved, which is never a bad thing.
Yeah.
Kirby is always around and just like attached to Kelsey's foot, very cute, but at the same time,
worrisome.
She came back from a little side quest of her foot being a little bit messed up.
Yeah, she had to go to the vet for a night.
And when she came back, that was definitely a big shift in terms of like anxiety, separation anxiety.
Yeah, it makes me worrisome because like whoever adopts her has got to be okay with like some side visits maybe.
Yeah, I mean, she does really well to be honest, but at the same time, definitely notice a bit of a change in that.
Yeah. How's your life? Good?
My life's fine.
Did anything exciting happen since we last spoke? Did anyone figure out your identity?
Yeah, I got like 37 DMs the other day, which was kind of off-brand. But
I actually like the confidants have been really kind about being like, yes, protect your peace, bitch. Like, you don't have to show his face. Like, I kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, I saw that one comment where somebody was like, oh, yeah, great. Don't show the face. I mean, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, great. It'll come. It'll
That's
come.
No problem.
My housekeeping. I feel pretty.
Hey.
I feel pretty because I got my hair did and I feel like fresh. I got my eyelashes on. I just feel like cute.
So you finally showered then too? Or?
Fuck you.
I know I'm a comedian. I'm here all day.
I feel like I normally have such a like a schedule with my showering because I do it at the gym too. And so when I skip the gym couple days.
This is not me throwing shade. I was just like tossing that one in there. Listen, sometimes they be kind of stanky, but
pities,
I can respect it. You know,
we've talked about this on the pod before, and I like asked advice from a medical doctor being like, if anyone's out there, why does one armpit stink so much worse than the other? It's like kind of cuckoo nanners. Mm-hmm. But someone wrote back it's because it's like the vent electrical that goes to your from your heart. Yeah, which is why my left armpit zings.
Hey, I mean, I feel like left is always the one.
They said it with confidence, so I feel like I believe it.
That's most of the time. That's basically all I do, to be honest.
God, speaking of talking with confidence, like you know what you're doing. The election's coming up.
Ooh. As a non-American, this is a very interesting point of view. But
listen.
I'm invested just because I'm here right now, you know?
Yeah. It is that time of year again. Every 4 years, we gotta elect a new president. By the time this episode comes out, hopefully everyone will go spend the day and the next day voting. Mm-hmm. You can go to early voting. You can do your mail-in ballots. Hopefully by next week's episode, we'll be announcing the female, the first female president.
Oh, yeah, true.
Wouldn't that be something?
Hey, what's your favorite choice of voting? Your favorite medium of voting?
Oh, okay. I was like, Kamala, probably, I would say. I do like going in because it just feels patriotic and American and stuff like that. But anytime I've been like, yeah, I'm going to go in and vote, it's like very anticlimactic. Like, it's not really like a crazy line. People aren't like having a rally outside. They're just like, everyone's trying to get in and get out.
You did show me a video of this girl smacking a dude upside the head.
Yeah. Well, it turns out like a Trump supporter came into a polling booth place in South Carolina and a bunch of women volunteers that were like older black women that I was like, oh, wow, look, like they did not need to give us their time. Like, that's very supportive of them. And this white dude comes in with a like fuck Biden hat on or something. And they tell him you can't wear it because I didn't know this. I found this out today. TikTok taught me that in some states it's illegal to wear like political garb to the polling booth.
Oh, not all states, though.
Maybe not. I don't know. That's when we use this button.
Don't Google it.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like hearing Zach's voice, to be honest.
You miss
like
him?
I haven't heard him for a while.
I know. He texted me the other day, and he was like, are you okay? Like, I just haven't heard from you. And I was like, bitch, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're the gone one. Gone, girl. True. I miss him. Anyway, the guy was starting shit, and, like, the video set, and, like, all the reports are saying that, like, this woman assaulted him and is being charged with assault. Mm-hmm. But like in the video you can so very clearly see him taking his ID and bonking her in the forehead with
not
it.
Not the forehead bonk.
He fucking forehead bonked her and she's fucking swung on him because bitch,
hey,
that's what you get. That's what you fucking get.
Already giving time
as a volunteer. Oh my God. Thank you to all the volunteers who will take this week to give us your energy.
It's kind of crazy as just thinking about it. I mean, I don't think about the U.S. election outside of who wins, but like thinking about what goes into it, obviously.
Oh,
it's just like all volunteer.
You would think like there would be these like dudes in suits, like step in here, please vote, now get out. But I feel like those kinds of people can be bought.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's probably better that it's the American people. You know, election workers and volunteers. I can't get too deep in conspiracy theories. One of the things I've been seeing on social media is like how to protect your peace during the election cycle.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's a stressful time for a lot of people.
And you just got to set like some social needs boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to, me and Zach do plan on watching election night together.
Oh, yeah.
And like hopefully.
What's your coochie saying?
Coochie's saying it's Kamala. And the stars are also saying that. But a couple of my astrology girly friends have been like, there are many timelines. So like in this timeline, and I'm like, wait, no, we don't get to pick what?
This is the one time where astrology is incorrect, right?
Yeah, don't say that. Don't fucking, I'm knocking on wood. What do you hear, Kirby?
Hello, Kirby.
Do you want to give us a boof on there?
She's very concentrated when she's going for the boofs. Oh. And she's sniffing the microphone. Ooh, this smells kind of nice. What do you
think? All right, and that was Kirby's corner.
I think she just said Kamala wins.
That's what I heard. So I was thinking it might be fun for this week because I was like, I don't want to get anything like too dramatic while Zach's gone, like start a revolution. I thought instead,
like, full-on replace him or anything.
Yeah, you know? No. I mean, like, you guys would have to sort that out between yourselves. Out. Yeah. That's I feel like what that would turn into, like, him making out with you or something.
We can,
you
know? Like, hug it out.
Yeah, sure.
Like that.
Touch your boners together. I figured we could do, like, a little fun episode where it's kind of like a pop culture roundup chat.
Wow.
Right?
That's a lot
where
of words.
I have gotten some of the chisme. You know what chisme is?
I do not. It sounds like UK or something
in
like that.
In Spanish, but... like, give me the chisme. It means the gossip.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Like, people be like, ooh, give me the chisme. Give me the tea. Give me the goss.
Hey, I'm all for it.
It's, like, the whitest I've ever sounded. Give me the chisme. Can I please have one chisme?
I mean, all...
Burger, no chisme.
All I will say is you've been very distinct about my accent or what you think my accent is. And I remember a podcast where you called me and was, like, getting me directly on the podcast from the phone. And I had felt a bit vindicated from a few comments from the last podcast saying, oh, Kelsey,
we were going into a fun little chisme section and you decided to bring up the accent.
It was just pretty funny.
Okay. I hear, that you're thinking I've been doing your accent dirty?
No. I do not care, to be honest.
How would you describe your accent?
I'm a hodgepodge because I've lived in a lot of different countries. Uh-huh. And I don't know. It's I just feel like I pick up different accents like throughout my life.
I always hear when you say like O's.
It depends where I've lived for the last few years.
The last few years? Like, what was that? I lived for the last few years. But like, Irish.
When I, like, younger, with like 16 to 18, when I was in the UK and everything, like, I just, like, full-on had a British accent in my head. And I was just like, cheers, mate, like, asking, you know.
Still say that.
No, I like tossing in there.
You say cheers to everyone like as, that, like, though. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I think that's cool, too. Cheers, brother. Cheers, bruv.
I don't know about that one.
Cheers, mate, bruv. Hey.
Yeah.
Spice. What was I saying? Cheese May. We're going to try cheese May. We're going to try gossiping.
Okay.
How do you feel about gossip?
I mean, as long as it's not about me, you know? No.
Tea.
Oh,
what happened? Tea.
I don't know. I'm not a big gossiper. I just could care less for a lot of those things.
Yeah, but you really do live that motto of like, it costs nothing to shut up, you know?
Hey, you know, sometimes I just don't need to be talking.
I know, but I do feel like when you and I do chisme, we gossip. We are often on the same wavelength.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of the same opinionados about people. Certain things.
Like, I feel like we both can read something because God, how many times are we in public and we see something and we just be kicking each other?
Yeah, I mean, like that birthday party we went to it and just like when. No. Just when certain people talk or something, it's just funny. Yeah. You just like look at each other and be like, oh, yeah.
I thought you were about to spill the chisme.
No, of course not.
I can't help but keep saying chisme. How do you feel about pop culture?
Yeah, I think you know the answer to this.
I started laughing before I even realized
what I just asked. Like the most, I mean, I wouldn't say the most, but definitely like very out of touch with pop culture.
Don't know anybody's name.
But that's the thing. Like, I know people's faces, like, you know, actresses and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But names, not a chance. Like, only, like, the A-list of A-list is in my brain in terms of names. Athletes? Yeah, sure.
You know every athlete. You know athletes that I don't know that's, like, in America that are popular.
I mean, yeah, I grew up watching, you know, a lot of hockey, a lot of basketball, baseball. Not really American football, but just
for that. Yeah. Okay, so I've got some pop culture thingies that have happened, and I'm going to tell you about them, and like you can just react.
Okay.
But I'll throw in my opinions in there too, because
I hope so.
Yeah. I think that's what we're here for.
That's
but
a given.
Yeah. Okay, so we need like a chisme song. Go into the chisme town, getting some chisme. Watch out now.
You're so impressive.
Thank you. Okay. You heard of Firefest, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
Imagine that, but a Taylor Swift convention.
I don't follow.
Okay, you saw me on my phone, like, watching TikToks on the way to the escape room we went to today. Okay. I was just fucking glued to my phone looking at shit. Uh-huh. It's because I was watching the, like, 80-part series about this drama that is happening online that they're calling a Swiftie Fire Fest.
Okay.
So essentially, there's a Taylor Swift fan who, her name's Rebecca Fox. I'm just going to say this outright.
Wait,
She seems like a real fucking cunt.
Wasn't that the It's Friday, Friday?
No, that's Rebecca Black.
Ah, too.
See?
So close.
See? Don't have a name.
Self-explanatory.
So Rebecca Fox, I'm just going to say this outright, real big see you next Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She organized what was called the Holiday House.
Okay.
Which was an event in New Orleans because Taylor Swift's on her last leg of the Eras tour. Okay. And
she's still touring.
Yeah. Can you believe?
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. And she had three shows in New Orleans. And she lives there, and she was like, 14 months ago, she was like, I would like to host the Holiday House, which is, I'm going to buy a block of rooms at a hotel. You know, in an American hotel chain, you can buy a block of rooms, and then that way you hold off a block, like, for a wedding, and people will get it at a discounted rate, and you guys can all be together.
Okay,
so her whole, like, pitch was like, I want all the Swifties coming to New Orleans to be able to afford it so you can spend more money on, like, tickets and, like, better seats and merch and blah, 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 blah. And so there was this Facebook group that formed with thousands of people who were like,
Swifties.
Like, yeah, they were like, ending. Hell yeah, let's support this block of hotel rooms that this woman has, and we're going to sign up for rooms. And there was like a wait list, like a crazy wait list, because they were like, oh my God, Rebecca Fox was like, I can kind of make this like a weekend event thing. Like, I'm going to put together all these events. It's going to be like a fucking cool Taylor Swift hang convention, which, like, in theory, great idea.
Sounds fine.
Yeah. A bunch of fans getting together, doing fun stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time. So she's pitching all these things like, we're going to have these events all weekend long for the weekend that she's there. We're going to have these big brunch themed parties where we're going to have like mini fashion shows of all the Taylor Swift outfits. Then we're going to have like friendship making, friendship bracelet class and courses. I'm going to throw this big pool party at the hotel. That's a Taylor Swift pool party. There's going to be this big thing in New Orleans called the Starting Line. Which is like a band that goes down the street and they play the music. Rams, and you get to walk. Yeah, you get to walk with it, and it's like it's a very like Baton Rouge, Mardi Gras esque thing, and it's like kind of a staple. And we're gonna get a big Taylor Swift starting line, and we're gonna parade up and down the streets, and people are like, "Oh my God, this is gonna be really cool." We're gonna like, I'm gonna like bring my friends. I'm gonna like, I want to bring my daughter to this big thing that it's gonna be. Well, 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 athlete.
Did they at least get a sandwich with cheese on it? Or was it just gluten-free bread or something?
What if I told you it was the continental breakfast at the Hilton they were staying at? This lady was not only like, you have to be a part of this room block situation, but you have to pay tickets to go to every single event that she's throwing. So it was like $45 for the friendship making class, $55 for the brunch. It was $150 for the breakfast. Continental breakfast thing.
You're telling me Rebecca made a bag then?
And here's the kicker. Oh, I almost said your name. She claims that she was not making a cent.
Oh, no.
Not only this, but this bitch said, once you have paid for a room, it is non-refundable.
Show me the books,
non-transferable,
Rebecca.
Unless if you want to cancel your room, you have to give me your Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, my God. She's a con artist. That's
you
impressive.
You have to give her your Taylor Swift tickets to cancel your room?
Who in their right mind reads that and like, yeah, she's going to throw some sick
Oh, you
events.
Think there was a contract involved?
No, but of course.
Hey, these were all Facebook posts. Also, this is all alleged and hypothetical or whatever they say to cover your ass. Yeah. So she said, if you want to cancel your room, I don't care if your fucking dad dies. I don't care if the hurricane swipes your house away. You cannot cancel this room unless you give me your Taylor Swift tickets.
Crazy.
Also, here's the kicker. She lives there, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was not going to stay at the hotel. She also was not planning on going to the concert, except
if she got a ticky from
she
some
got
refunds.
Fucking tickies from refunds, God. But has claimed that she paid for them herself.
Yeah, of course. Allegedly.
So allegedly she paid for them herself. The gift bag. So not only did she say your room is non-refundable, not cancelable, but anyone that wants to book a room for this block, it's a $25 fee per person in the room that will go towards a Taylor Swift gift bag that will be in your room. Someone's like, oh, okay. That's weird that there's a booking fee when it would cost nothing to book this through the hotel, but like it's going towards a gift bag.
The gift bag's a brochure for the concert or something.
Bruh. It's like Mardi Gras string bead. Like a plastic like mask.
Oh yeah. Just like the 10 cent.
Like whatever. The Hilton Garden like fucking pen and paper. Like
maybe a Bible in there too.
Probably. That might have been too expensive. And I think like a Taylor Swift themed cookie.
That's crazy.
And so people show up to this thing, and here's the kicker. Not only are they like, wait, this is severely bad, like very poorly put mm-hmm. together, but all of these like events you're throwing at the hotel and around the hotel, people at the hotel are just there. So yeah, like yeah. we're throwing a pool party, but like it's with the hotel guests.
Yeah, you got Timmy, little Timmy running around.
Yeah, having his sixth birthday party at the hotel. Also, the starting line, the whole like walking down rounds. Nobody checked tickets. So random people were just joining the starting line. And you have to get a permit to do a starting line in New Orleans so that it doesn't like interfere, block traffic. Oh, you have to have a police escort. Oh. She put in a permit application 4 days before the event was supposed to happen. They declined her permit. She did it anyway.
So is she going to get cooked from the like,
she supposedly has retained a lawyer.
Course.
But here's what, like,
allegedly,
the cherry on the fucking sundae is when I tell you this woman is a cunt. Mm. This woman had volunteers signed on from the Facebook group to help her. Yeah, this isn't the election, okay? Yeah, she has fucking Taylor Swift fans. Your damn camera froze again.
Oh, what's going on with that camera?
All right, well, we're just gonna leave it because your face isn't in it.
Yeah,
I mean, just pretend like you don't move for the rest of the podcast.
That's what I do all the time. So.
She had all of these like poor like moms who are like taking their daughters for the first like their paycheck to like go to this thing. She is speaking to them on these like text threads and in messages and in group chats,
like they're full on employees. Like
not only like they're they're peasants.
Oh no.
So there was a woman in the Facebook group that was like, Taylor Swift does this thing where she gives a hat to a little girl. Every performance, it's called the 22 hat. It's during the song, I don't know about you, but you're going to be 22.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she goes to the front row because they picked out a little kid and she gives him the hat. And she it's like a big moment. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always been a little girl. Mm-hmm. Always.
Oh.
In the Facebook group, a woman was like, hey, my daughter had a brain tumor. She's a big Taylor Swift fan. Like, I would love to start a petition to get her to be, like, the hat girl or whatever.
Yeah.
This woman was like, no. Not only no, but everyone's family has gone through shit. Everyone's kid is cute.
God,
everyone's family's
woman,
got something. But I'm sorry. Did you put 40? She said she put 40,000 hours of work into a event that she's not even getting paid for, and then has the audacity to say, and you know what? I'm going to start a petition to get the 22
hat. Oh, my God. Wait, what's the age range of this woman? Do you have any idea?
I think she's a little older than me.
Oh, my
She sure God. Looks like it.
That's crazy.
And also, this woman apparently, allegedly, worked in customer service or events prior to this, and she literally was like, if you're not going to be able to help people get the petition signed for me to get the 22 hat, then I'll just do it my fucking self. You're wasting my time. And then there was like another thing where a girl was like, hi, I want to keep the room. I just want to put it in my friend's name. Like she bought my ticket, so she's going to be coming now. And then like she didn't hear from the lady. She was like, hello, like, is this a thing? And she was like, stop wasting my fucking time with your attitude that you're giving me. I do not need this from you. There are so many other people that need me from you asking for a fucking favor. Like, she's speaking to people this way.
I love America, man. It never gets old.
It's just, I think she must have something wrong with her.
Well, you'd hope so. I mean, allegedly.
Because, like, otherwise,
then
fuck you,
that's
lady.
Crazy.
Taylor Swift would be so disappointed.
I mean, I don't know who wouldn't, to be honest.
So that's the Taylor Swift drama. What do you think of that cheese, man?
That was pretty juicy.
It was juicy cheese, man?
Yeah, it was some juicy cheese, man.
Thank you. Moving on to our next chisme segment. Oh, why is my phone recording? Weird. Okay. Makeup controversy.
I love makeup.
In fact, you tell me all the time, hey, put on some more.
No,
why don't you?
Hey, that is crazy because I say the opposite.
I know. The thing that I knew when I had you hooked, when I was like, oh, he's going to eat my ass tonight, is I walked downstairs on our like fifth or sixth date or whatever, and you looked at me and you went, I was like, oh, gosh, don't make fun of me. I don't have any makeup on. And you were like, huh? And I was like, I'm like tired. And you like came up to my face and you were like, you have makeup on. And I was like, is he trying to get laid? And you were like, you have makeup on?
You have very distinct eyebrows. Like your eyebrows are probably like the cornerstone of your face.
Yeah.
And then also you wear eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
Which
it's
any,
giving.
Yeah, of course. Like it's.
But what you meant was I'm so naturally beautiful, right?
Of course. I mean, that's the baseline of it all. Of course.
I'm just kidding, y'all. Fuck. Okay. Makeup controversy.
Lay it on me.
Kylie Jenner.
Ooh.
Queen of makeup. Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of.
But also, I don't follow anything with her, so I don't know.
I just want people to love themselves the way that they are.
Sure.
But she has famously made the Kylie Cosmetics line. She's become the first. She claims self-made billionaire, but I think it was Martha Stewart.
Well, that just feels like a weird claim, but whatever.
Yeah, because she was born into a place of privilege, whatever.
Regardless.
Anyway, so she. Mega, mega legacy in this makeup world. Like, she's at the tippity-toppity tier of all of them.
Yeah.
And she has famously, in her, like, looks and the way she presents herself on social media, has been about, like, enhancing, like, bigger lips. Her whole thing is, like, her lip fillers.
Pause.
Okay.
She was, like, notorious for like lying about getting any kind of work done,
she,
right?
Like, or didn't what's... say, and then she was like, yeah, I was really insecure about my lips, so
and
I got lip filler.
Got lip filler.
She like owned it, and then she was like, I'm getting it deflated because it's too much now.
Okay.
And people were like, you're too filled.
That's a very side plot, real quick, but very prominent in the bodybuilding world.
Oh.
The only reason I like was because C-Bum, he's a Canadian guy that like, just won the. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sebum is also what's inside of your pores in your nose.
Hey,
very topical.
But like notorious on social media these days for guys is like the like if they're natty or not kind of thing, and everybody lies about it.
If they're natty,
natural, like not on steroids.
You did not just shorten natural.
Yeah,
and
they
say
call it
natty.
Yeah, that's literally what they call it in the bodybuilding industry.
Where I come from,
natty.
That means natty light.
Oh, beer. Right?
That is natural ice.
That's
beer.
Hilarious.
The dollar store beer.
But. Very, I don't know, it feels like very similar with women lying about getting enhancements.
Yeah,
and then men being on steroids.
Lying about being a good
PEDs,
person.
Or enhancing drugs.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you what Kylie did.
I can't wait.
Chisme.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you are definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. The good news is we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Now tell me, we've all felt this before, but are you experiencing PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings? What about racing thoughts and low moods? How about poor sleep, honey? We are all so guilty. What if you have no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just some hormone supporting supplement. It becomes a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. What? That is fast. And for a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today. Confidants, we all love skincare and makeup, duh, but have you ever considered the way you put it on your face to be just as valuable and important as the product itself? Well, you should, because since 2019, Anissa Beauty has been leading the way in creating vegan and cruelty-free makeup and skincare brushes that are safe for your skin and the planet. They are known for their viral and award-winning Pinnacle Foundation Brush. Anissa Beauty has become a fan favorite among beauty lovers. I got the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and I have been using it. Let me tell you what, it turns any like drugstore makeup product into what looks like a luxury, amazing, blur filtered look. And I was like, oh my God, the brush is as important as the product. Okay. All I can say is the Anissa Beauty Pinnacle Foundation Brush is an absolute game changer in my daily routine. It's more than just a brush. It is the gateway to understanding that the tool you use can be more important than the actual product. So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush as well as several other amazing brushes at AnissaBeauty.com and get 30% off site-wide with code Kelsey. That's AnissaBeauty.com.
This holiday season, Kylie has launched a no makeup makeup line. No makeup makeup bundle.
Male brain is
just
imploding.
Yeah, just like absolutely short-circuiting.
Yeah.
She's selling makeup that makes you look like you're not wearing makeup on.
Oh my gosh, she's an innovator.
See, here's the kicker. That's what makeup was for, right? Sure. Like a long time ago, men were the first ones wearing makeup. They were putting rouge on their face. They were wearing high heels in the court. It was a sign of wealth, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then it became like, well, we don't actually want to know you're wearing makeup. This was like, I want to say like the 90s, because the 80s, they went crazy with color. And then the 90s was like, everyone needs to chill the fuck out. Stop it.
Yeah.
Be more neutral. Then the 2000s kicked back in and we were like, YouTube tutorials? Fucking full glam, bitch? That was my era. That was the MAC Cosmetics. That was like, we were going to prom every day in our makeup. Then it kicked back down again. And the millennials, and they got tired. The Gen Zers said, hey, bro, you ain't got to do all that. Let's be natty, brah.
Natty.
And they came back in with clean makeup, what's called like clean, where it's like organic. It's good for your skin. It's got like actual skincare stuff in your makeup, which the first time I heard that, I was like, why have we not been doing this from the jump?
True. I feel like I remember that phase of like shifting to like natural.
If I'm going to put shit on my face, might as well make me also look younger.
Not just get crazy acne.
If I'm paying fucking
like
$60
that.
Bucks for foundation, it better cure my acne.
That's true.
In more ways than one. And so it was like, I feel like we've been in a good place now where it's like a little bit of both. Now we're, you know, we're finding dupes. We're not spending insane amounts of money. Like when I was growing up, you couldn't find like drugstore makeup that was good, that was low price. Like you had to shell out for the big stuff.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I was already broke enough. There was if I was trying to have to buy makeup.
You mean subscribe to the patriarchy? She's expensive.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's crazy.
And so we've been in this like good place, right? Like where we have these makeup lines that are kind of known for their more like Elia is a big one. That's the one I wear that is like the water dropper that I do and I put it on my face, like that one. I feel like Jones Road is another really popular one. And then Kylie comes out with this bundle, right? Where it is $95 hairs to get this bundle of no makeup makeup bundle.
Okay, so like what are we talking? What's a bundle?
I think it's like a concealer, a lip and cheek stain, a lip gloss, and maybe like one or two other things.
Okay, so what's the world saying? Are they shitting on her for this, or is it like a 50-50?
They
kind of
are
or?
Mostly expressing frustration over the high prices for products that claim to offer like a very barely effect.
Yeah, okay.
So there have been a lot of discussions on the social medias about the authenticity of promoting like a no makeup look through a commercial product line, because obviously all of her photos are going to be photoshopped to high heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, this is what you'll get when you wear your
basically
no makeup look. But Kylie Cosmetics, she has defended the line, emphasizing quality ingredients. And she's trying to empower people.
Of course she's like, this is like age old time. It's always going to happen. Yeah. With this kind of stuff.
And it's been memeified to high heaven, because it's like, you know, very memeable. But what did you think of that, chisme?
I thought not that surprising, because I feel like that family is like just a bundle of joy of just like lackluster things coming out. Like they have ridiculous amount of eyes, so they can basically push anything and make money. So I'd hope that it is actually quality like ingredients and everything. But at the same time, like people be struggling out here, you know? $95 for
that's a lot.
Some basically to not look, I don't even know what it's going to look like. Like, yeah. That's the thing. I have no idea, like, how minimal something like that would be.
It's ridiculous. I nailed the full glam look because that's what I grew up having to learn. Sure. Like, when I need to go full out, bitch.
Yeah, you can go full out.
I look like a drag queen and I look good doing it. But yeah. The no makeup look, that's an art, baby. That is, that is color correction. That is contouring. That is like anatomy. Some would say engineering of the face.
Hey.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. So I actually spend more time doing a no makeup makeup look.
It's not your forte.
It's not my forte. And it's not something I feel like comes naturally.
Oh, wow. I see what you did there.
To me.
Okay.
Are you ready for a last chisme of the chisme session?
Yeah, of course.
You actually gave me this chisme.
Oh.
So I think you could have an opinion or so.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately, it is not our squirrel conversation. You were really, I saw it in your eyes as soon as I said it. You thought it was going to be.
RIP Peanut at the inside, you know. If anybody know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. RIP Peanut. Maybe we should just do Peanut.
Hey. It's whatever, because it got very political and people be pushing the politics.
Political agenda.
Unfortunately.
Okay, if you don't know, go look up the story about Peanut on TikTok. Peanut the squirrel and Gary.
No, Fred the raccoon.
Fred the raccoon. Sorry.
Unfortunately, RIP to both of them.
I was thinking about Gary, the pygmy goat that we met this weekend Maggie's birthday.
That was great.
You had fun, right?
Yeah.
We met fluffy cows.
Yeah, it was very exotic animals, but of like
exotic farm animals. Like,
baby pygmy goats,
zebra horses,
like baby
zorses.
I mean, not even like baby pigs, but just I don't know that they were definitely the small versions.
Teacup pigs,
you know? And then like
fluffy miniature cows
and sheep, like miniature sheep,
sheep with triangle heads.
Yeah, it felt very bougie, LA, Malibu.
But I had
because I've been on some farms,
yeah,
and I ain't never seen any of them,
no,
other than literal baby goats
those
that were like around the same size. But
cows
those
were majestic, and they were like dogs. Like we were brushing them, and they were like rubbing up against me.
Yeah, I mean,
did I tongue kiss a couple?
Yeah, Kelsey was going a little sus sometimes, but hey, I can't hate the player. You know?
Listen, it's good for the immune system to get all
sure,
kinds of bacteria.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. You know?
I kissed a goat. I kissed a cow. A cow kissed me.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they were like probably ridiculously expensive.
Yeah,
so
they probably get better like dental care than I do, TBH.
They're probably getting 5-course meals at the end of the day.
So, sidetrack, let me bring us back to the background. Go look up Peanut the Squirrel if you need to feel something, I guess. But no, this chisme you told me about, which is that of connected back to our girl Taylor. Taylor's boyfriend Travis's brother, Jason Kelce.
Oh, yes, yes.
Jason Kelce this weekend had an incident, a run-in at a football game. Because our boy, he's a Hall of Fame. D-line.
Playing side quests at this
point. He retired. He's done. He's got a podcast. He's
He's
fucking tired. And he's very rich. Actually, he's probably not tired. He's probably just getting started on his like visible
wind.
Career. Yeah. He was attending a football game. And I don't know what in the world they were thinking walking up to the stadium with no security that.
I got no idea.
Like, I don't know who that handler was.
Because it was a college football game.
Yeah. But like, holy shit. What are you thinking? Not having handlers there. So our boy Jason is walking up to the stadium. He's also like carrying like a 6-pack of canned beer with him.
I think he's just like permanently tipsy at least.
Yeah, I love that for him. And here's the thing. I do kind of love those Kelce brothers, not because of the name sharing, but like
I've never really had
I like any their kind of podcast opinion, to be clips, honest. And I'm he never, does seem to have a good head on his shoulders, and his wife has a good head on her shoulders, and like
he seems a more like
down earth grounded guy. Yeah,
but I still don't really know anything.
But however, he's in hot water. But I am here to maybe defend him a little bit, but like we'll see. So he's walking up to the stadium, and some fucking loser dork fucking of the generation where. Like my generation.
You can't say R.
You talk shit, get hit.
Yeah, and I would hope so.
Like, if you're going to talk smack, you better be prepared to fucking fight back. the generation below me has been watching like YouTube pranksters, like Twitch live streamers, like fucking those dork YouTubers that like have security guards with them. So when they do shit in public to people,
yeah,
that's, you know what I'm talking about?
Bozo.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck. Yeah. I thought that was the guy who owned Twitter. Isn't his name Jack Dorsey?
No.
Okay. Whatever.
Blanking on that one.
Yeah. You don't know names. What am I talking about? So some doofus comes up with his phone and is trying to get a reaction out of Jason Kelsey and is like, hey, Jason, how do you feel about your brother being an F slur for dating Taylor Swift? And you see him like keep walking and then he like registers what someone just said and like turns around. This man, Jason Kelsey, is a big fucking boy.
Yeah.
You gotta have one nut hair to be able, you gotta really be able to say something like that, Adam.
There's no way this guy wasn't just like drunk out of his mind as well. Like,
you that's think?
Just, well, I have no idea, but like, that's the only way I feel like somebody has the balls to do something like that. But at the same time, who knows?
I don't know. I think those kids,
yeah, maybe they just don't expect to have
bait,
any
rage
kind of
bait, like,
no expectation of getting any kind of consequences.
Jason Kelsey whips around, grabs this man's phone, and smashes it to the ground.
And you know that noise when you, I mean, just drop your phone and you know the
and your heart sinks.
The screen is cracked.
Yeah.
This thing is like going through your bones.
Yeah. This one was like fell through just, the middle earth.
Yeah. Just, and it was just like, yeah.
You're
exactly.
Like, that's in pieces.
Yeah.
This man has spiked footballs his entire career. This man spiked an iPhone.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The guy who says that, like, freaks out. It's like, what the fuck, man? Did you get my phone? And, like, kind of pushes Jason Kelsey when Jason Kelsey's, like, going to the ground to pick something up. And Jason Kelsey turns around and is like, who's the F-slur now? Who's the F-slur now? Yeah, who's the F-slur now?
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I think he was being an ally.
Okay.
I actually think Jason Kelsey was not saying like you're an F slur. I think he was being like, yeah, what were you saying about F slurs? What was that about F slurs? Like, who's the F slur now? What can you say that again?
Mm-hmm.
But I can also see how I might be very wrong.
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like it's like, when you're like a high profile person like that or anything, like people are tossing everything at you at all times. Like it doesn't matter. Like he probably was having whatever bad day or whatever, where you like actually hear it. Like, cause most of the time you're just not even thinking about it. You just tune it out. You don't even hear it. But the ones that are like, oh, attacking your family, that kind of stuff. Like that's always the one that are triggering.
And
usually
here's
for people.
The thing. You as an athlete have had this happen to you before.
Oh, yeah.
People would, I won't say what position you play, but people have access to your ears sometimes.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter where you are on the pitch. It's like you're always hearing certain things. But
and people have yelled things about your family, your girlfriend.
People always find things about you on social media or something.
I never thought about
it.
I might get to be one of those girls one day.
Who knows? Maybe you're lucky with that one. But that's always like the thing that, because it's like a thing for that's close to home for a lot of people. It's like, oh, whatever.
Family.
But like the most like ludicrous whatever shit that they toss out is just like, bro, like, just leave me alone. I could care less what you have to say.
Yeah. And, like, some people have been like, no, he was just repeating what that guy said. He wasn't, like, using the F slur in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
And have praised his actions for, like, setting a boundary with
fuck
faces.
In my opinion, like, this is not a cancelable offense. Like, there's no way that this is, like, oh, my God, he's gone so overboard or whatever like that. It's just,
I think the context in which it happened, like what the guy saying it first and calling it to them, like.
But of course, like the first thing I see is the TMZ clip of
Jason Kelsey saying that. The F-slur.
And of course, that's like
there's
such
no
a
context.
TMZ thing. They're like, oh my God, he just said this. Yeah. And then everybody, like when I looked at just like seeing it on Twitter, it was like all the comments were like, bro, give us some context at least to show the rape like, happened before.
Yeah, and I'm course, just like, waiting for TikTok to like find out who the college kid was that was like.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like it's just dumb shit. To be
and
honest,
I wonder if like Jason Kelsey is going to pay for that guy's phone. You know what I mean?
I hope because
I'm sure the kid can press charges like damage property or whatever. Yeah,
who knows? Allegedly.
I don't know. What do you think of that chisme?
I thought it was just, I don't know. It's just like the one, cancel culture is very in and out
lately.
But like, it's like everywhere, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I think people are, even like the people who are a part of cancel culture get sick of cancel culture.
No, yeah. And like very much like valid for a lot of reasons, mm-hmm. for a lot of people. Like, it's just like all shit like in the past is getting yeah. dug up. And it's just like, yeah, you can clearly see that that's like horrendous kind of thing.
But my favorite is when TikTok does a better job than the police.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is cheese man. This is a side quest cheese man. I wasn't even gonna go down, but like the you know what I'm talking about, the fraud scam incident of the car on the highway.
Yeah, that you were talking about,
bro.
Yeah,
if you guys have not fucking heard,
that was hilarious.
The rabbit hole I went down. Quick cheese man side quest. A woman had a dash cam on her car on a highway in New York City. This car comes in front of her. Tries slamming on their brakes, but she stops in time. And so what does the car do? Uh-oh, we realize she didn't hit us. So they ram back. They reverse their car into her. And then they get out being like, my head, my neck.
Clear insurance fraud.
Clear insurance fraud. And the woman's like, well, she doesn't say anything. The guy realizes she has a fucking dash cam. And they panic.
Switches up real quick.
So quick. Here's the thing, though. That woman posted it. Bitch, this shit had like 6 million views in a day. Mm-hmm. They found the car in New York City, in Brooklyn, and trashed the car.
Yeah, I mean,
the fraudsters.
They be
it was
sleuths.
Such a nuisance that the police had to go and tow the car off the street. There were live streamers who were setting up their phones, having a 24-hour watch of the car, the fraudsters.
I mean, that's the dedication I can respect.
That's the cancel culture I can get behind. That's where I would like my tax dollars going towards.
Yeah, just
they found the guy's name. They found out his girlfriend's name, where she was from. Like, they found out everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's a
get a dash
situation.
Cam.
That is very true.
Get a dash cam.
Because especially in this country. You never know.
Fraudsters. Wow. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Do you feel satiated with cheese?
I do, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Even though I don't feel like I love cheese at all times.
No. We need an outlet for healthy goss.
Yeah, that's very true.
I will say I've enjoyed having you as a co-host.
Wow, I appreciate that.
It feels like just us talking on the couch, like
yeah,
we do
we're
every
just
night.
Chilling. And then with our dog
Kirby girl,
you know, just with her blip hanging
with
out,
with her
like
blips
crazy.
And her nips out, she's just
put some clothes
two
on.
Two sheets in the wind. Get a bra, girl. I love this dog. I love you.
Oh,
I love
wow.
this podcast. I love the Confident Bottoms. Do you have anything to promote?
No, but I just would like to promote my love for Kirby and love
yeah.
for you and
aww.
Everything that this podcast has brought from
aww.
You.
And we want to promote Kirby's Adoptable on I Stand With My Pack on Instagram.
Big time.
So if you know anyone that wants a perfect bully blip dog,
yeah.
go check her out.
She's so perfect, to be honest.
Hey, keep your safe sacred this week during this election cycle, and hopefully, sweet Confident Bottoms, we will have an amazing episode next week. And until then, stay classy, San Diego.
Oh my goodness.
Bye.
Bye.